Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and good evening once again. It is truly a blessing and an honor to be here with you tonight. Giving honor to God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for his mercy and grace. Thanking him for life, health, and strength, for seeing us through a new day that was a promise to us. We honor the Lord for this show, for all of our listeners, and for just seeing us through. We want to start out with our prayer for the sick and the needy, all of our children that are back in school, our teachers, for our surroundings, our bus drivers. We want to thank the Lord for all of our leaders, our ministry, our family. We want to continue to pray for them. So much is going on, and so much has went on. Pray for the bereaved family, for the lost of loved ones that they have lost. We want to continue to pray for this nation, world as a whole, as we go forth, the COVID patients that are still going through with COVID, the ones that have lost loved ones from COVID. We know that God's able through it all to see us through. We know that God's able to comfort us in the time of comfort and need. We're going to start out having our prayer now. Our precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, once again we come before you, thanking you, Lord, for life, health, and strength, knowing that you're able far and beyond what we could ever imagine to help us and see us through in life. We honor you tonight, dear God, for giving us strength to go through. We honor you tonight for this show that you've given, Lord, for your glory and honor. Help us, dear God, to do your will. Give us the words to say, dear Lord. Lead us in the right direction by your will. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to continue to bless each and every family member and loved one that may be listening in right now. We ask that you bless the men, dear God, that we may be able to teach our young men the way to go in life. And our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to do what's right, take their place in the families, take their place as a young man. Help us, dear God, to teach him in the right way, knowing, Lord, that it's all about you, not about us. We haven't done anything so great, Lord, to deserve your mercy and grace that you have given us, Lord, to be able to live by. We honor you, Lord. All glory and praise belongs to you. Bless this show tonight, that it may be a help and an encouragement for someone, dear God, to be able to take in. Lord, if we can touch just one, reach just one, to make a change in life. Father God, we're doing what you've given us to do. Bless your holy name as we go forth this night. Bless each and every sickness, everything that we're going through right now with family, loss of loved ones. We give you all glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you right now for what you've already done. We thank you for what you are doing. And Lord, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'd like to say once again, good evening to everyone. God bless you. And we want and hope someone can get a word of encouragement tonight out of the show. We're going to start out by reading our Bible verse. We're going to be reading 1 Corinthians 2, 2nd chapter, verse 5 of the 2nd chapter says, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So, God give us enough wisdom to understand that we can't look to men when we're in need. We look to God. Our power has been given to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 6 says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, not of the prince of this world that come to naught. Verse 7 says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Said God ordained before the world unto our glory. So we look at that and we go to verse 8 and says, which now to the prince of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So we're still, you know, talking about our young men out there. Just want to read a few scriptures from the Word of God to start out tonight to give us something to go on, knowing that this is all about God. He had it ordained before the world began that we would be a part of this world for his glory. So we are here to honor and serve the Lord and to be a help for one another. He has blessed us, and we want to be what he wants us to be. We want to teach our young men that they have a place in this world. They have a job in this world. The fathers have a job to bring them up in the right way and teach them about the Lord to where, as they get older, they learn the will of God and able to live life out in a right way. Young men, we pray for each and every one of you. We pray for the Christian young men and the unsaved young men. Jesus loves you. He died for you to have an opportunity at a better life. Salvation is free through and by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because of him dying, shedding his blood on the cross on our behalf, that we may have a better way of life. He didn't have to, but he did. We see the young men around and about. You know, it's just really when you see you walking out and down the streets with your pants hanging off, it's really a disrespect to the public when you're walking around with your pants hanging off of your back end. It's just a disrespect to your parents from the way that they have raised you to be. And you're really disrespecting yourself because of the way people look at you when you come out. So it's up to us as Christians, children of God, men of God, to be able to encourage you in a right way. I know a lot of young men does not want to hear this because they feel it's my way, my life. But if you ever want respect in life, you have to be willing to show and give respect back. We should be willing to accept a word from an older person spiritually living for the Lord, that we could learn something. At one time in my young age, when I was younger, I didn't want to hear things that the older people had to say, but I respected it because I had been brought up in a respectful family that taught us in the right way, and we didn't disrespect our parents. Taught us to respect our elders. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Mr., Ms., or whatever. And we respected that. But it's something that we had to be taught. And if it's not taught you, how do you know how to learn to respect? Sometimes you have to just speak out, because it's a hard situation when you see young people struggling in their lives and not realizing why people so hard on me, why people look down on me. You know, you have to first look at self and how you carry self. If you're not carrying yourself in a way to be respected, no one will respect you. Your friends look and they look, well, that's cool. It's something cool that they see in you. They begin to do it because they don't have any respect either. But there's some young men that do have respect. And if you will come together with those young men and show the respect that's needed, someone else is out there waiting to follow to where they can gain that respect. and be willing to respect someone. So the Lord has blessed us in many ways that we can look to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you're not saved, and ask the Lord to come into your life, forgive you of your sin, admit that you've done wrong in life, and you're ready to change in life for a better way of living, repent. The Lord will see you through, and he'll save you. Your friends may look down on you when you give your life to Christ and you try to change, and you feel kind of ashamed because you made a change in life, and you don't want your friends laughing and talking about you. And when you first get saved, that's the way you feel when Jesus comes into your life. But we have to realize Jesus will make a way that those same friends that are laughing, he'll make a way for you to get by it and get away from it. You don't have to worry about getting away from them. If you truly want it and you truly want to change your life, they'll walk away from you. But first of all, we have to want Jesus in our lives. And he can make a change in anybody's life. We look to the Lord in many ways. And we just want him to help us and see us through. You know, I went through many situations in my life, waited till I got older, out there enjoying myself, thinking things was all right the way that I was doing it because I enjoyed it. But I had a praying mama that always talked to me about Christ, always talked to all of us about Jesus, letting us know that he could change our lives, that he loved us. And we had to live this life for ourselves. She could not, if something happened, she could not take us to heaven with her. We had to do it for ourselves. You know, but we all know that there's some way that we can listen to God's word, read God's word, and just continue to look to him. I want to read this verse here. It's coming from Romans chapter 10, verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Read that again. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. This is simple as that. Confess, open mind, open mouth, believe in your heart, and God, he'll hear you. Prayer, if you're sincere and save you. It says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. you know, the Bible lets us know all of this. And then verse 11 says, for the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. So young men, we look at the situation in our lives and we don't worry about friends when it comes to Jesus. Our friends can't help us. Our friends can't save us. Our friends don't have somewhere to put us when it comes to salvation. We start out in life living for Christ. Yeah, first of all, you know, we come out and we're a little ashamed because we've been changed. We have salvation on our side now, living for the Lord and not, you know, realizing we're thinking in the negative still yet, not in the positive of what Jesus has done for us through repentance and saving our lives. But we hang around the right people. We get away from those friends and start hanging around spiritual people in our lives that we know, that we trust. And there's always somebody that you can come close to when it comes to the Lord. Pull away from those friends. Because if they're truly your friends, they won't laugh or talk about you for the change that you have made in life. They'll walk away. Jesus will make a way. He loved us that much that he died for the sin of the world, that we may have an opportunity at the tree of life. Not because he had to, for his glory and honor. We are supposed to honor, serve, and obey. Be obedient. We learn from the Word of God. Young men, we have plenty of people out there that's on your side. You might not have enough people out there to encourage you the way that you should be encouraged. But there's always people out there praying for you, the saved and the unsaved. People's praying for you. So always look to Jesus. And whatever you do, we're still praying. And if you ever need anyone to talk to, if you ever have a situation that you want to know anything about, we have enough ministry of people, enough Christians to be able to lead and guide you in the right way by the will of God, through the Word of God. We do this show. God has allowed and blessed me to be a part of. And I'm grateful and thankful because it's nothing that I really ever thought about doing or thought that I would be doing. But God has given me a job to encourage as much as I can all people, young, old, whatever it may be. But tonight we are talking to all of our men out there listening, young and old, saved and unsaved. To the saved men, we have a job to do. We have to encourage our young men, unsaved men. Encourage them. Lead them to Jesus in the right way. Encourage them. Let them know you love them. Invite them to church. If they come, they come. If they don't, they don't. We have to do our part. We have a part as God's children to play in this. If we do our part and pray and put it in God's hands, he'll do the rest. I believe with all my heart he will. He's always taking care of his people. And I don't believe he'll turn away from us now. That's why we say God is good and all the time. God is good. Because he always has us in his best interest. You know, I love the Lord tonight. I thank him for coming into my life. I thank him from where he's brought me from, a mighty long way, with a change of heart. And it took him to do it. And I can say truly that I believe he'll do the same for anybody else that truly wants it. Because he loved us that much to die and shed his blood on that cross for us. For us. Not just part of the world. Not just for part of a race. But for the whole world. To be able to be saved. It's like the song we used to sing when we was little. He's got the whole world in his hands. You know, to us back then, we sung that song. We didn't really realize what we were singing. We just sung it because that's what we was taught. We was taught the song. Sometimes we wasn't truly taught what the song meant. Some let you know, some didn't. But we were just taught to sing that song. He's got the whole world in his hands. But it's a true fact. He does. Has the whole world in his hands. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for his protection, his love and kindness. Something that he has given each and every one of us that he didn't have to, and he's still doing. I know I've talked quite a bit here tonight, Bishop. We're going to let you get in a little bit before we open the mics up. And
wow. I want to thank you, and I thank God for putting that message in you the way that he put it in you. And I think that you just continue on whatever path that the Holy Spirit is leading you down. Because at this time, for a time as this, maybe that's what is needed.
Praise God.
Have you that message that you have tonight, because the parish nurse, she was talking about the impact of violence. And, you know, we just have to accept what it is. And after we accept what it is, then we look for the solution.
Praise God.
As opposed to just constantly be talking about the problem.
Yes.
We know
yes.
What the problem, God knows what the problem is.
That's right.
And we know what the solution is, but sometimes the solution is outside of our ability to bring it about.
That's right.
So that's when we go to God with it, and
yes,
God will do the rest. He will do
yes,
the
he
rest.
Will. He will.
And I was listening, and you continue, because my thing was going to be and talk about men's health. However, what you're talking about is not all, it's the spiritual side of man and faith. What I heard, faith. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? The word of God. And
amen.
People walk by faith and not by
yeah.
sight. And you
mm-hmm.
talked about the role of us who are the followers of the teaching of Jesus. We have our chores is laid out for us. And we're going to have to step up to the plate.
Amen.
Step up to the plate and to begin to giving people the word the way Jesus gave as written, not as we have interpreted.
That's right.
And we start sharing with what the word says and how the word applied to us. That's where the difference will take place. Right there.
Amen.
So you go on, and I'm going to listen, and because, like I said, that's so important. What I heard tonight is so important because the devil has been released. He's been released. And Jesus made it clear he came that we have life and have it more abundantly. And also to destroy the works of the devil. Well, whenever I look at what's happening now in the earth, I look at the top. How is it that people are following? You got 70 million people follow
mm-hmm.
a liar,
yes.
follow a womanizer,
yes.
follow all a thief, a crook.
That's true.
And how they still sending him money. He broke the law.
That's true.
And he made $250 million off of breaking the law.
And still making it.
People still sending him money.
That's right.
And so it's got to be, it has to be, Satan has to be in charge. God has given Satan permission to put us all through the test.
Yes.
And whenever I look at it, basically, we failed the test.
Amen.
Especially
that's true.
The ones who are in the church.
Yes.
The ones who are in the body of Christ. Because if we now call the church, it's not the church, y'all. It's the body of Christ that meets in that building. See, when you look at church history, it doesn't start out in a building.
That's right.
There was no building. And when they went into the building, they went into the synagogue. And because it started growing, then the Jewish community, they got a little bit out of shape and envious and jealous, and then they put them out of the synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
And they were meeting in the homes before they went to a building. So, you know, we just have to step up to the plate. As the topic said, it's your journey, man. You must own it, not your wife. Not your girlfriend. You.
That's right. You.
You was the one that God put in charge. And you go
over
there and you read the Bible, and Paul said, ladies, you have to have your head covered. He wasn't talking about no cloth covering. He was talking about leadership. God 1,
amen.
Jesus 2, man
mm-hmm.
3, and then
mm-hmm.
woman.
Amen.
And what that means is that the man has to carry himself in a way that's respectful, that people will respect him, especially the women.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
We can't live one way outside and the other way whenever we get out of the building.
So true.
And I always tell people, what you see with me is what you get.
Amen.
And it ain't gonna be no, well, we'll get around the corner. Oh, no, because my thing is God knows, God sees. So
yeah.
Who am I fooling?
That's right.
I'm not even fooling myself. Definitely not fooling
right.
God.
Especially when you know better.
That's right.
That is so
all
true.
All right. Let me be quiet so you can open the mic.
Yes. Yes, and two, you know, we look at it, and like you said, who are we fooling? God sees all. God knows all. He's all present. You know, there's nothing that we can hide from the Lord.
Mm-mm.
We can be alone by ourselves and think we're getting by, but we always got eyes on us. And the thing
that's
is,
right.
Like you said, what you see is what you get. That's the same way with me. What you see and what you hear now that I give, that God, the Holy Spirit, leads me to say and give.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you see me and meet me at, and we get to talking, that's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, when I was young in Christ and got saved, you know, you felt a little different, a little shame a little bit because of what people was going to think. But when
that's right.
You start hanging around the right people, you start reading that word, you start getting a little bit stronger in the spirit, that's no concern anymore. You start to grow. You start to get stronger in the Lord. And what people,
mm-hmm.
how they look at you don't matter no more. Because I'm a child
mm-hmm.
of God. It do not
mm-hmm.
matter what you feel. What matters to me is what Christ thinks. I
that's
can't
right.
be a people pleaser when it comes to the Word of God. I love
mm-mm.
you. But I got to give you exactly what this Word gives me, that the Spirit leads me to put out to you. And if I don't do that,
right.
I'm wrong.
Yep.
So the best thing for me to do is step back out of the way and leave it to somebody else. But
mm-hmm.
God has given me an opportunity. He's given me a job to do. And glory be to God, I want to do it to the best that I know how, the best that I'm led by the Holy Spirit to do. Because it's all about Him. Nothing that I've done,
right.
if he hadn't did it within me, I couldn't do it. So I got to look to him
right.
first to lead me in a way that I be obedient to be able to share it with the next person. And we're still talking about the young men. We're still talking about the saved and the unsaved because they have to
mm-hmm.
know in a right way to be led in the right way. I'm going to read this one scripture. We got the mics open, and I'm go from there, and I'm going to shut my mouth a little bit. But I got one scripture here. It's Romans chapter 5, the very first verse. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And
right.
he's saying, justified by faith. Declared unguilty because of what Jesus had done on the cross. He has given us a way because he has took the punishment that we deserved. And he took it on himself and gave us this opportunity. How much better opportunity could we have than that? To live and not die. Because if he hadn't have took it on himself, we wouldn't have a place in this world, a thought in the world, a salvation, or anything to live by. Jesus has made a way for all of us to live by. to the young man out there as we continue on to talk. Like I said earlier, respect yourself first. Pull your pants up. Show respect out in the public when you go out, because you're representing your family. You're representing yourself. People's looking down on you, and you're wondering why people are looking down on me. Why are people talking about me? And then you get an attitude about why, and then you get yourself in trouble, and your life is gone.
Yep.
Respect. It's all about respect. It's all about being taught in the right way. It's all about understanding. We're in this world for a purpose. Think on that purpose, and when you think on that purpose, think of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What would Jesus do? Like this movie they had out, what would Jesus do if he walking down the street? Would he walk down with his pants hanging down to his knees? Would he walk down through there disrespecting people? Would he do this and do that? Think on Jesus. All of you young men that's going through a situation in life not saved, think on Jesus. That's all you have to do. Think on Jesus. He is the solution for every and anything in your life that you are going through. And when you think on Jesus, find you a spiritual leader, a true spiritual leader. Go to him. Don't be ashamed to talk to him. Ask him questions that he may be able to explain some things to you in life and give you a word of encouragement. And I guarantee you if you do that, Jesus will change your life. Now, we got the mics open, and we're going to go from here and listen to some comments, listen to some encouraging words, whatever you may have or want to say towards what we have been talking to. The mics is open. Praise the Lord, brother. We're going to take a word of encouragement now. Okay. We're going to carry on.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right.
You know, I work with some young men that I work with at Hardee's. And I had this young man to tell me last week. He told me, he said, man, said, you know what? He's a younger guy than I am. And like I said, the same thing that you hear now is what I tell them when I'm at Hardee's. It's the same way that I act when I'm at Hardee's. It's the same life that I live. I don't get caught up in a bunch of this and that, joking and all of that going on. And he told me, you know, and I had quite a few of the women there too tell me the same thing, that when you come in, you make our day. And the young man told me, he said, man, said, I want to thank you, man. And, you know, I was like, well, man, what do you mean? I ain't, you know. What you want to thank me for? He said, when you come in, man, and I work with you, said it's an encouragement to you, to him. And I told him, I said, well, I said, it's not me, it's what God has given me in my life and how he's changed me in my life. And I said, you know, I'm thankful that I can be an encouragement to anyone. And I said, this is the way that I live my life. This is the life that I live. Christ has given me. And I said, it's my job to try to encourage somebody. And I said, I hope that somebody does get encouraged. But he said, well, you know, he said, I do. He said, I just want to thank you. I said, well, if I do, I appreciate you saying it. I said, because that's what I continue to do while I'm here. And, you know, when somebody sees it in your life, it makes you feel good to know that you're doing something right for someone else to see it. I don't have to go out there and as myself. to nobody. All I have to do is be real for Christ and just do what Christ leads me to do. And if I act in that manner, I'm satisfied because I know that I'm doing what the Lord leads me to do. And when other people see it and it makes them feel better to be around and work with me, sooner or later, maybe they see the life that I live and be able to get something out of it to change their life. And that's what we're supposed to be, an encouragement that someone can see something in you that they want to live by. As long as we do that and we share God's word, we're doing exactly what people want to see. Now, I've had a young man, another young man, he came up to me the other day, and he said, Mr. Tweet, he said, man, said, I was just wondering, said, you know, us guys from Hardee's, said, we want to go out for Halloween. I told him, I said, well, young man, I said, I'm going to tell you, my life's a little different than the things, you know, that y'all think. He said, no, we ain't talking about doing nothing, you know, wrong or nothing like that, Mr. Tweet, said, I understand, you know. He said, we just want to get together and go out and everything, you know, like they want to get together just for the men to go out and eat or something like that. He said, just the guys. And I told him, I said, no problem. We can go out and do something like that. I told him, I said, you know, I said, on Halloween, the nights for the kids, whatever they do or something like that. I said, but other than that, I said, I don't go out doing, you know, certain things like I used to do. And he told me, said, no, it ain't nothing like that. Said, you know, just the guys coming together. You know, they've come to the point that they've been around the lifestyle that I live. And I said, well, it's not going out doing anything wrong, but just maybe. Maybe this is something that God may be leading to happen, that as we all sit down to eat together and talk together in life and go on, it don't always have to be about just completely talking about the Lord, pushing it on the ground there. We can talk, have a little fun and everything, and but God has a way of putting situations in to where there's time for his word to come in. And then you go in your life, you talk a little bit more, and then something might be said, and it give you another opportunity to explain to them, well, hey, this is, you know, what we have to do when we get in these situations. And, you know, God has a way of working things out that we don't see sometimes. And we as Christians, we get the big head, and we be like, well, I don't want to be around this mess like this. But it might be a way that God is leading just to be able to help somebody else in the troubles that they're going through, because I hear some of their problems. But the thing is, I have to be willing to talk encouragement to the problems that they have and be able to use Christ in a way that he leads me through his spirit to give them a word of help. And anything that comes about the Lord is a word of help to anybody, as long as we give it to them in the right way. We can't just throw something on them and tell them, well, you know, you shouldn't be doing it. You need to do this. No, it's not all about what you need to do. I'm just going to give you a way to change from what you're doing. I'm not going to get on you and just tell you, you got to do this, man. Hey, you got to make a change here and there. Well, you're giving people something that they already know in life and just hadn't come to that point in life. You just got to be willing to lead them by the Spirit of God with a word of encouragement that may push them towards that way. And as long as we do that, we can reach people. We spend more time pushing things on people about the Word of God than we do about encouraging them how God can do, how God will do in their lives. We spend time putting them down when we're supposed to be giving them something to help them up. we have to turn that thing around and realize what we're doing to the people when we're talking to them. God has given us an opportunity of his people to let the people know in the right way. A lot of young men out there hurting. A lot of young men out there in trouble, not knowing what to do. That's just like last week, lost a cousin at a party, wanted a party and everything. And, you know, him and the guy that he was in trouble with, it was the guy and his mom's birthday. They was having a party there. He come to the party, and him and the guy, it was an ongoing feud that they was going through. He's young man, 46 years old, and he left, come back. Things got to going again. He left, come back with his gun, waving it, and the guy unloaded in him several times, shot and killed him. And, you know, now we got a situation from where, you know, the young man was partying, drinking, having a good time. And I told somebody, I said, now my cousin, it was my mom's brother's grandson. I said, now when he woke up this morning, he wasn't thinking on this kind of life, what might have happened this evening, this night. I said, he had a whole different mindset on enjoying life, drinking, getting high. He didn't even know that this part of his life would have been over before the end of that night. Mm. And tomorrow would have been his birthday, and he probably was thinking on what he was going to do for his birthday along with his that birthday. Party. But he's dead and gone because of... Mm-hmm. You know, living out in a world of sin. So there's young men out there living out in a world of sin, and they're not thinking about the next moment, what might and what could happen in life. Life could be over just like that. And like I told him, I said he wasn't thinking on his life being gone. I said, when he woke up that morning to go to work, got off from work, his mind was on partying, drinking, and doing the things that he did. And I said, then, before the night was out, he dead and gone. Life's over for him. And if he didn't have a chance, you know, to repent, then his life is gone. Spent for nothing without Christ. And we don't look at these things, but we see these things happening around us. And life can take you for a change like that. So, you know, the young men, the fathers that's out listening, talk to your sons. Come in connection with them. Let them know you love them. Talk to them about going out, getting into different situations. You go out and have a good time. You go out and you think about nothing but self. And we wonder when something happens, well, I wonder why that happened. They did this, they did that. But you have to know there's two sides to every story.
It's true.
Sometimes people get the one side of the story, but they don't get the other side and know the reason for things that's happening. So life is not promised one day to the next. Life is not promised to when, if God blesses us to wake up in the morning, that he blesses us to live the evening out. Life is not promised one second to the next second. We just don't know. But one thing I do know, Christ is the way to go, and have your life in order and have your life right with Jesus throughout eternity. And if you do, you're on the right track. If you don't, you're looking at a bad downfall throughout eternity.
Yes.
No more life for you. Jesus has given us an opportunity. Please, young men, even the young women that may be listening in, as well, we want to speak it to all, not just, I mean, we build this to come together to talk about our young men taking their place and things, but we have women out there too, and they're listening, and they're probably saying, well, what about us? It's about you too. We don't mean to leave you out, but we want to reach our young men to understand the respect of life, the respect that they have to have for these young women. Young women have to have respect for themselves too. They have children growing up looking at them, everything that they do. Children are looking at you, following your lead. You have little girls out here, 4 and 5 year old, doing the booty shake and all of this and that, and the parents looking and laughing about it. And it's sad. You know, it's not funny like that because you're teaching them in the wrong way. And they think it's all right at a young age. And once they get to a certain age as a teenager and they become pregnant, you're mad, you're fussing, wondering why this happened. You have to look at their young life as they grow up that you laughed about then that was funny to you.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're still in a young life and they're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pay attention to our young kids, men, little girls, little boys, as they grow up. Teach them about Christ. When we was little, my dad didn't go to church, but our mama went, and there was many children sent to church, even though some of the parents didn't come. If you don't go and you know people around that you would like to send your children with, and they're willing to take them, let them take your kids to church. It's all right. And maybe the kids will come back and you'll be able to learn something from them and you end up in church. Because that's what it's all about, getting the Word of God, teaching the Word of God, and learning about Christ. So we have to do what's right for our children, for our families, for our loved ones. And what's right is teaching about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, what he has done for us, what he continues to do for us. Like the bishop, I heard him say, he said, you know, we talk about what Jesus done for us, but what have we done for him lately? What have we done for him lately?
What have we done for him?
We live a life. We should do something for him. He's give us all that he can give us. Bishop, I'm going to let you get the closing words.
Well, one thing I always believe is that the person that gave the spoken word, gave the message, are the ones that should give the closing word.
Okay.
And only thing I can say is that I concur with everything that was said here. And
praise
I was
God.
One of those got up and went to school for the sun, went down, my uncle was dead, and I was in a hospital from an electrical accident. And that's just how temporary life is.
Yes. Well, with that, we do thank God for each and every one. Shalom.
Shalom.
Yes, sir.